Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Inland Fisheries Ireland says it's following a definite line of inquiry following a major fish kill in Inish Owen in County Donegal. More than 2,000 young brown trout and Atlantic salmon were killed in the incident, which happened in the Glenagannon River. Let's talk to our Northwest correspondent Eileen Magner, who has the story. Eileen, what's known about this?
Well, this happened in a short system close to Carn Dunna, a small river which goes into Trawbriga Bay, and it's known for brown trout, sea trout and salmon, although the salmon fishery is currently closed for conservation reasons. But on Friday, a member of the public called the Inland Fisheries Ireland confidential phone line. That's operated 24 hours a day for people to alert them to kills like this. And they called in about an incident at the river, and there was an immediate investigation begun. Fisheries officers patrolled the river for quite a considerable length, and they confirmed that over 2,250 fish had been killed, mostly juvenile brown trout and Atlantic salmon. And they spent quite amount of time then clearing out the dead fish. The person who rang in was actually thanked by the director of the Northwestern Basin District with Inland Fisheries, Milton Matthews. He said it was really crucial to get early alerts to things like this so that they can track down what the underlying cause of the fish kill was. And he said they're following a definite line of investigation at the moment, and it seems likely that legal proceedings will follow.
So more than 2,000 fish killed, but what's the long-term impact of this, Eileen?
Quite significant. I mean, the kill was over about 4 kilometres, about a third of the catchment. As I say, mostly 1 and 2 year old fish, but several year classes of fish were impacted. So naturally, that's going to have a long term impact. Milton Matthews says that it will take years to recover. And Noel Carr, who was secretary of the Federation of Irish Salmon and Sea Trout Anglers, he described the kill as heartbreaking. And he said it could take about 10 years to recover what has been lost. He also figured that shellfish in the wild habitat could be affected also, but the impact will be very significant on local fishermen, on angling tourism, and it's going to take a long time for them to recover.
Okay, Eileen Magner, Northwest correspondent, thanks for that.